Gaza's health system is collapsing, with Nasser Medical Complex, the most important referral hospital left, and Al-Amal Hospital at risk of becoming non-functional, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus wrote on X. He warned that without Nasser Medical Complex and Al-Amal Hospital, people will lose access to health services. He said although the two hospitals lie within or just outside the evacuation zone announced on June 2, Israeli authorities have informed that access routes leading to both hospitals will be obstructed. As a result, he added, safe access for new patients and staff will be difficult, if not impossible. The hospitals going out of service would have dire consequences for patients in need of surgical care, intensive care, blood bank and transfusion services, cancer care, and dialysis. He said the relentless and systematic decimation of hospitals in Gaza has been going on for too long. It must end immediately, reiterating the WHO's calls for the release of hostages and an immediate and lasting ceasefire. Israel has pursued a genocidal offensive in Gaza since October 2023, killing nearly 54,700 Palestinians, most of them women and children. The enclave has been reduced to a rubble and rendered uninhabitable. U.S. weighs financing $500 million Gaza aid to controversial GHF Foundation. The State Department is weighing giving $500 million to the new foundation providing aid to war-shattered Gaza, according to two knowledgeable sources and two former U.S. officials, a move that would involve the U.S. more deeply in a controversial aid effort that has been beset by violence and chaos. The sources and former U.S. officials, all of whom requested anonymity because of the sensitivity of the matter, said that money for Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, would come from the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, which is being folded into the U.S. State Department. The plan has met resistance from some U.S. officials concerned with the deadly shootings of Palestinians near aid distribution sites and the competence of the GHF, the two sources said. The GHF, which has been fiercely criticized by humanitarian organizations, including the United Nations, for an alleged lack of neutrality, began distributing aid last week amid warnings that most of Gaza's 2.3 million population is at risk of famine after an 11-week Israeli aid blockade, which was lifted on May 19 when limited deliveries were allowed to resume. The foundation has seen senior personnel quit and had to pause handouts twice this week after crowds overwhelmed its distribution hubs. The State Department and GHF did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Reuters has been unable to establish who is currently funding the GHF operations, which began in Gaza last week. The GHF uses private U.S. security and logistics companies to transport aid into Gaza for distribution at so-called secure distribution sites.